Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I wanted to talk about the kind of person who. And if that doesn't mean anything to you as a phrase, put it in the context of a sentence. I'm the kind of person who likes cheese. I'm the kind of person who is shy. I'm the kind of person who doesn't like confrontation. Or I'm not the kind of person who enjoys these things. I am the kind of person who enjoys those things. Now, when we talk in our culture about authenticity, about being true to ourselves, we're usually talking about being true to our self-concept, to our ideas of what kind of person we are. Well, I'm a good person, so I should behave in these ways, and I'm being authentic when I behave in these ways. But if I behave in those ways, it's inauthentic because it doesn't fit with my self-concept. I've told the story elsewhere, but one of the big wake-ups that I had was my self-concept, my idea of myself, had always been that I was shy and introverted and didn't like parties. In fact, when Hay House, my publisher, asked what I was up for doing to promote my books, I told them, hey, you can stick me in front of a microphone anywhere in the world, any time of day. You can stick me in front of a camera most times, and I'll be fine. But dear God, never take me to a party, because I will curl up in a ball under a sofa and hide. Now, that was authentic to my self-concept. And what it meant was that any time I went to a party and I enjoyed myself, well, that was a fluke. Or that was because so-and-so was there, or that was because I had a drink before, or that was because whatever I made up was the reason that I somehow behaved inauthentically and enjoyed myself in a situation where it wasn't me. Until one day I was invited to a party, and it was an annual Grammys party that my wife and I often go to, that I used to have to really gear myself up for and psych myself up for. And it wasn't to do with the party. It was a great party, great people, but it was a party. And I'm not the kind of person who enjoys parties. I'm shy. And on that particular day, for no particular reason, the thought came right after I had my little dialogue with myself about, okay, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to psych myself up, and I'm going to get through it. The thought that came into my mind was, what if you're not shy? What if you just think you are? And it was the weirdest thing. With no effort, with no trying, with no thought, I went to the party and had a great time, and for the first time in memory, my wife had to ask me to leave instead of the other way around. Now, that doesn't mean I'm outgoing now. It just means that who I really am will always be so much more than any concept of self that I carry. And the same is true for you. You are not your idea of who you are. You are not your self-concept, no matter how wonderful you think your self-concept is. I'm an amazing person, and I do this, and I'm fantastic, and I'm humble, and I'm blessed, and I'm this, and I'm that. Or how terrible you think you are. I'm a bad person, and I'm arrogant, and I can't do all these things that other people should do, and I'm irresponsible, and I procrastinate. And we often get caught up in trying to flip-flop our self-concept and convince ourselves that we're not the way that we think we are, we're the better version of that. If we just stopped at, you're not the person you think you are, you'd be all set. You are not your thoughts. You are not your thoughts about who you are. I can't tell you who you are, but if you look inside yourself, beyond your story, before your story, you may get a sense of who and what you really are. And there's a little experiment that I'll often offer to my clients, and I'd like to offer it to you right now, which is just for the rest of today, put down your story. Put down the story of you, the story of me, the story of who I am, the kind of person I am, or the kind of person I'm not. Put down any attempt to become a better person, a better version of yourself, a better story. And notice that without your story, you don't disappear, you emerge. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.